escorted by Mr. Hemana Pōkiha of Makatū and Waimara Mapuhara of Tūwharekua Taupō.
I have been commanded by His Majesty the King to present Princess Te Puia Haurangi the insignia of the command of the Civil Division of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire
in recognition of conspicuous services to the people of her race. You will, I'm sure, join with me in warmly congratulating her and wishing her a long and happy life in which to enjoy this well-merited distinction. Major Byron, will you be good enough to read the royal warrant?
George VI, by the grace of God of Great Britain, Ireland, and the British dominions beyond the sea, King, Defender of the Faith, Emperor of India, and Sovereign of the Most Exalted Order of the British Empire, to our trusty and well-beloved Te Puia Haurangi, greeting. Whereas we have thought fit to nominate and appoint you to be an additional commander of the Civil Division of our said Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, we do by these presents grant unto you the dignity of an additional commander of our said order, and hereby authorize you to have, hold, and enjoy the said dignity and rank of an additional commander of our aforesaid order, together with all and singular the privileges thereunto belonging or appertaining. Given at our court at St. James's under our sign manual and the seal of our said order, this 11th day of May 1937, in the first year of our reign, by the sovereign command, Mary, our Grand Master, signed by the King's own hand, Princess Te Puia Haurangi.
Princess Te Puia Haurangi, it was the greatest pleasure.
The CBE decoration on the Princess Te Puia Haurangi and just to show that the Māoris appreciated the dignity which His Majesty had thought fit to bestow upon one of their members, Princess Te Puia Haurangi, CBE. There's a party of toy girls just drawing up in front of the Māori now, and in just a minute you'll hear their toy dance. It's unfortunate you are not here to see the actual poi, because that is actually what should be seen and not so much the hearing of the singing. In some cases, in some tribes, they don't do any singing at all, just a poi dance. But here they'll be singing with instrumental accompaniment.
Home
Mary garment, and here he is grimacing away in front of you and poking his tongue out and behaving generally like a well-seasoned Maori warrior. You'll be very amused to know that this little chap, about 8 years old, he was so popular that Sa'atua Nata stepped out from the crowd and took him up and actually introduced him to the Governor General and Lady Galway. And that was all that the merriment was about. He's behaving himself like a grown-up and just facing the Governor General there. Now he's being read off again. Rendered by Princess Tapuia Hirangi's own party in appreciation of the honour just bestowed upon her.